You're listening to Vatican Radio.
World Youth Day celebrations are underway in Krakow, with pilgrims continuing to gather in the ancient Polish city. They are participating in some of the hundreds of catechetical, spiritual, and formative programs being offered in different languages all throughout the city in the days ahead of the culminating prayer vigil and World Youth Day Mass on Sunday. One of the lead catechists for the English-speaking pilgrims is Bishop Frank Caggiano of the Diocese of Bridgeport, Connecticut. Vatican Radio's special envoy in Krakow, Lydia O'Kane, spoke with Bishop Caggiano about the experience.
I think you're absolutely correct that young people face many challenges in the contemporary world. But one of the most significant, in my experience, is searching for credible communities in which to belong, because the contemporary world has become very isolating and at times even lonely for young people. Social media is a great benefit and also a great challenge. And I believe that World Youth Day, by giving young people from around the world a global experience of community with the Holy Father, so young people realize that they are not alone if they wish to be faithful to Christ, that there are not just thousands or tens of thousands, but there are literally millions of others who are as committed as they and are fervent in their faith. The hope would be that that would give them encouragement to reach out to our communities of faith, our parishes, particularly those that are alive, and the ecclesial movements and the communities that are rising in the church, to find a home where they can give their faith the nourishment and if you will, the accompaniment that it needs.
With regards to young people in your diocese, is that what you strive to give them? You were talking about community there.
Yes. See, my experience here in Bridgeport is a microcosm of what I just described. Many a young person has said to me that they admit that they are spiritual, but they are not quite religious, which means that on a very human level, they're searching for meaning and they're searching to have a relationship with God and they're searching for the Lord Jesus in their lives, but they're not certain whether it's worthwhile to be part of a community to do that. Could they do that on their own? Could they do that through social media? Could they just find a community of like-minded people to which to journey through life? And my response to them is that the community is more than just you and I. The community is the presence of Christ in the world. It's his mystical body, and it's meant to be a family to you, a support to you, fellow companions with you. And in the work that I'm trying to do here with the pastors and with our school principals and with the ecclesial communities is to give them a taste of what it's like to truly be religious, meaning to be part of a family of faith that worships together, prays together, celebrates together, laughs together, cries together. And in a time when families are under so much stress, as the Holy Father has been teaching us, to give them experience of mercy and acceptance, it transforms young people who are willing to take that step. And I think World Youth Day is a great impetus to help them to see the value of that.
We're in a World Youth Day, this one in Krakow, that's in the year of mercy. It was also the homeland of John Paul II, who was so involved in the divine mercy. So it's quite a special World Youth Day, this one, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And I think St. John Paul has had such a profound effect on the lives of so many young adults. I cannot think of a single seminarian, at least in my diocese, who was not on one level or another. Either they're older because of what they recollect, or even in the reading, much of what he wrote had a profound impact. And I think going to Krakow is going to be a moment of tremendous grace, particularly because we are uniting both the charism of St. John Paul and also the wonderful pontificate and the great challenge that Pope Francis is giving us of accompaniment and asking us to become missionary disciples of mercy, because young people are open to serve. They are open to go to those in need. They still have generous hearts. And I think the Holy Father has intuited, obviously through the grace of the Holy Spirit, that engaging the church, especially the young church, to become merciful in action is inviting many young people to service, and I believe to greater faith. So it's going to be a tremendous moment, tremendous.
I wanted to bring in the whole idea of catechesis, because a lot of people that we talk to, a lot of young people say that it's one of the things that they like most about a World Youth Day, going to the, doing that part of it where they can go and listen and talk and all of that, these daily things that they have. That is a key part of World Youth Day, isn't it?
It is. Certainly for me, personally, I've been asked to provide catechesis in Krakow, as I have before. It's the high point of my experience because I'm able to interact with young people and please God, help them to come to realize a bit more deeply what the faith is, in this case, the great gift of mercy. But from a young person's point of view, perhaps for many, it's the first opportunity they have to interact with the bishop in a very informal way. And I think that leaves a great impression. And also, again, when catechesis is done well, it opens the mind, but should also open the heart. And I am very happy to hear that what you're describing as the reaction of young people from around the world echoes what we have already seen in the United States. Because when young people are surveyed here, what was the high point of World Youth Day, they inevitably raise those two issues. Time spent with their own bishop or with other bishops, just simply time spent with them to get to know them, to walk with them, to eat with them, and the catechetical sessions so they can learn because they're hungry.
It's just what I was just going to come to. Exactly, there is a craving for it.
Yes, absolutely. And it gives us a challenge then. See, World Youth Day, I believe, gives a challenge to every bishop. Because when World Youth Day is over and the young people come back, they're fired up, they're enthusiastic, they're energetic, what do we do to keep supporting them? And of course, every bishop, every diocese has to answer that question differently, but it's an ongoing impetus for renewal and reform. And we have already begun here in the Diocese of Bridgeport to try to answer that question in providing venues, conferences, courses, events to keep our young people motivated and to gather more into the process.
So just on a final note, it's not over when it's over, because in actual fact, after young people come back from World Youth Day, the process is really only beginning, that they're sending out the message in a sense.
Absolutely. I think that you have said it beautifully. It is not the end, it is the beginning. In many ways, World Youth Day plants a seed in the hearts of all those who attend. And that's a precious gift. And that seed is meant to grow. That seed is meant to strengthen their faith, their hope, and their desire to love. And I feel enormously blessed to be able to have participated in the last three, and now this one coming up in Krakow, because quite frankly, I leave, and I think I could speak for most priests, religious, and bishops. I think we all have the same experience. We leave far more blessed and far more encouraged and far more hopeful for the church at the end of it than perhaps when we arrived. So the young people are not the only ones that are receiving the seeds. So are we, for which I'm very grateful.
That was Bishop Frank Caggiano of Bridgeport, Connecticut, speaking with Lydia O'Kane.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.